Good evening. I'm Chris Norton, and this is Chris Norton and the Power of My Sex. Chris Norton and the Power of My Sex, brought to you by Doubledon. Doubledon, eat two, feel as if you're one. Now in the five mint flavor. Doubledon, wear it as a hat. Good evening. I'm Chris Norton, and this is the Power of Sex. Chris Norton. This is a very special Power of the Sass show because tonight, as has been talked about and a lot of people talk about it, we're going to introduce Bob Meat. And you know Bob Meat because you've been listening to him on the Phil Henry platform. Bob Meat is a guy by the name of Dr. Ed Elcott. And Bob Meat, for at least 1 year, performed for Norton Splodes and for Throb City Entertainment, doing solo singles, also did a couple of doubles, and so did some fourples, and also very briefly did what we called observational gay porn, meaning he was filmed spanking it while watching two guys going at it, and that qualifies as gay porn, although I think tonight Bob, or as he's known now, Ed, or Dr. Ed Elcott, will explain what that means. All right, let me bring on now Dr. Ed Elcott. So, Dr. Elcott, I knew you as Bob Meat. What is your real name?
Okay, my real name, Chris. My real name, Chris, is Edward Sloan Hartack.
And you say you're the great 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 grandson of Heave Elcott.
Yes, the name is Heavener, not Heave. But I am his great-great-grandson, yes.
Okay, by way of, I guess, the females and everything?
Yes, you could say the females. My maternal grandmother was Marissa Blodeveen Hardtack.
That's kind of interesting, Blodeveen.
Well, did you know something?
I don't mean no offense or anything.
Well, you just gave it pretty good.
Ouch. That equipment's very expensive.
I'm aware of that. I've worked in this studio myself.
I mean, I'm not here, sir, doctor. Do you call yourself doctor or mister?
I call myself doctor.
You're a doctor of what?
I'm a doctor of what? I'm a doctor of Elcott divinity.
I mean, is that real? Is that a real doctor?
As far as you're concerned and me tonight, as far as you are concerned and me concerned, I mean.
As far as you're concerned?
As far as I'm concerned, yes. That's a real doctor.
Okay. I mean, I'm gonna accept that.
Well, isn't that nice?
You got an attitude tonight. Why is that?
Well, I have an attitude because I understand that this uncovering of me as a performer in the adult field, I was always very honest with my listeners and with the novitiates and initiates during Plain Day and Plain Speak Day at the Wampaw Redeemery. That is when we inaugurate new initiates and we soak and then dry out and rinse are novitiates and initiates.
Okay, that's all terminology that's especially is like you understand in Elcott.
That's correct, yes. But what I'm saying is I was always very upfront with them. As I was soaking them, blow-drying them, and those are terms, ladies and gentlemen, to soak and blow-dry an initiate is to read to them the four compacts from the big thick one. I always will, I never will, I did, and I will not. Those four compacts are uppermost in the mind of every Elcott novitiate. What's wrong with you?
I want to ask you what it means, but I don't want to ask.
Okay, then don't ask.
All right. Well, what are you? How when you say you're upfront when you blow dry, you mean me?
Take it easy. Do you want some water?
Thank you. Do you mean that you're telling them what you used to do?
Yes, that's exactly right. When we have an initiate come into the fraternal, that is the entryway portal of the Redeemery in Wampaw, or in the Redeemery in Ventura or Big Sur, or in Hawaii, we always flush, blow dry, rinse off, and then pat them dry with powder.
What that means is you're just sitting them down and being honest with them.
Yes. Why do you, what's the problem?
Well, that's an awful lot of...
It means something to us. Jeff, it means something to those of us who have dedicated our lives to Elcott the Next Step. What that means is we're honest. So I tell them, I was in pornographic films, and I'm very graphic about it. I look them in the eye. I say, I need for you to understand something. And they'll say, yes, sir, Dr. Elcott.
Do they call you Dr. Elcott? Or
sometimes they'll just say, yes, sir. Sometimes they're nervous. They don't know what it is I'm about to say. I'll say, I need for you to understand. And then I will tell them.
What can you tell me is exactly how you do it?
Yes, I will say to them, I need for you to understand now that at one time in my life, I had sex on camera in front of people for money.
Now, you're very emotional when you say that.
I'm very emotional when I tell the novitiates. You see how I'm having a hard time talking?
Yeah. You want some of this water you gave me?
Yes, I will. Oh, did you backwash?
I might have, man. It's okay. Can I have some of that gum?
No, you may not. This is for me.
Okay.
And I'd appreciate it if you don't say the F word in my presence.
I mean, I notice in Elcott and Estep.
What did you call it?
Elcott and Estep?
Elcott and Estep. You mean Elcott the Next Step?
Yes.
Yes. That is what it's called.
Okay. I notice that you... now I forget what I was going
to
say.
Well, let me get back to what it was you asked me. So I look at them in the eye and I say, I used to have sex on camera for money. And I used to have sex with women on camera for money. And sometimes it had to do with the back...
Well, do you say it had to do with anal?
No, I don't, because we can't fracture. Fracturing means we are being graphic to the point of vomiting. And we don't want to do that to any of our...
Are you saying that novitiates would vomit if they knew that you'd given anal sex to a lady?
Well, by vomit, we mean an erection.
Oh, okay. So if you say if they vomit, they have erection.
Yes, that's what we mean. So we would rather not tell them that, otherwise they're going to get an erection.
What about female?
They'll get the Elcott erection, which is the imagined erection. I mean, to be honest, Chris, you're putting it like you're some guy who's playing with a third grader's...
What are you talking about, man?
I don't know. You're putting it as if you suffered a brain injury, and now you're in a third grade remedial class playing with clay. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Not all. If I'm not saying it good...
Well, ask me the question again.
Well, I mean, how do you say to them... What is the point of you coming clean and saying it?
We have to let people know, at the priesterly level, in all honesty, what it is we did and what it is we done did. These are two very distinct things in Elcott the Next Step. What it is we did is our tuition and education at the Redeemery in Wampaw and at Wampaw University to gain our informational standing as well as our doctorate in Elcott Divinity. But what we done did do is the background life that we had. In my case, yes, I was an adult film actor, and I gave it to women.
See, this is the thing. You're chewing gum.
Oh.
But this is the thing. You're crying and stuff.
Of course I'm crying. Of course I'm crying.
But do you cry when you're telling the novitiates, whatever they're called?
Novitiates. No, I say it very soberly. At one time, I want you to know that I used to do it with women on camera for money in every conceivable way, and I'm disgusted with myself. I wish I'd never done it. I go home at night and think on it and weep well into the night so that my neighbors can hear sobbing coming from my apartment.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I thought that by this point in your life, in your, what do you call it, the tuition?
In my life with Elcott is fine.
In your life with Elcott, by now you'd be living in a house, maybe kicking it with some servants or something like that.
Kicking it with some servants, that's a very interesting concept. No, at this particular point, I've not yet reached what's called Buffalo. When you are Buffalo, you are out in the open plain, and you're leaving it anywhere you feel like it.
Okay, I haven't reached that yet. Well, why? I mean, you were one of the founding members of Elcott.
No, actually, the founding member was Overlord Greasy Swenson, and he was a part of my fraternity. This was back in 1989.
Where were you at the time?
Well, I was at Wampaw University in New York.
Okay, but you'd not yet done, you know.
Take it easy, will you? What do you want to say?
You'd not yet been an Elcott.
No, I was not yet an Elcott. This was something that Greasy and some of the frat brothers found the writings of Huebner Elcott. I'd held on to them. They were part of the family tradition. I didn't know what they really said. I hadn't read them. Someone said, "Have you read great-great-grandfather Huebner Elcott's writings?" And I said, "No, I couldn't be bothered." To me, that was a bunch of scribbling and a bunch of lunatic scribbling of a man who probably went out into the desert one night and ate as many hallucinogenic mushrooms as he could, you know. But then you found out that this guy, Greasy, yeah, Greasy and a couple of the other frat brothers got a hold of his writings, and the next thing I know, they formed the Elcott Fraternity, or what they called the Next Step Fraternity, and they asked me if I wanted to join. I said, yes, okay, it sounds like fun. They'd taken my uncle's writings, or excuse me, my great-great-great-great-grandfather's writings. Do you have an uncle? What's in it? What's in it? In Elcott? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. My uncle, Bowtree. Uncle Bowtree, though, is on the outs. It's what it's called. In Elcott, the Next Step, Uncle Bowtree is ass first on a hitching post. That is, he is out good, but on probation. Okay. Well, I mean, what did he do? That's really no one's concern. It had to do with a weekend in San Diego. Let me put it that way. Right. We're talking here with Dr. Ed Elcott. I know this is really rough because you didn't anticipate people find out you was Bob Meat. No, I did not. I didn't anticipate it, but I understand that this was something that you and Gloria Grover both worked together on?
No, I mean, well, I'll say that Overlord Gloria,
what is your problem, man? I'm kind of nervous, man. I'm talking to Dr. Ed Elcott. I mean, you're kind of a big thing. Mrs. Her name is Overlord Huggy or Gloria Glingling. You can't even say it good. Gloria Grover.
Yeah,
Overlord Gloria Grover. We're kind of working together on this. She gave me some background. She felt it was best, and the Overlord thought it best, too, to have you come out good and say, yeah, I am Bob Meat. And I have had done pornographic movies.
Well, I was never, ever, I know you're honest with our audience.
Yes, I never hid the fact that I did adult films. I hid the fact that I was, in fact, Bob Meat. Now, I heard you say I was a legend.
Boy.
Well, you are. You have to understand something, Mr. or Sister. I mean, it's Dr. Sister?
Ed, take it easy.
I invited Gloria.
Oh, I might have known.
Yeah?
Ed, take it easy. I'm here just to help you. I'm your friend, Ed. I love you. I'm your blended.
Gloria, do me a favor, will you? Just sit right there and don't do anything.
Ed.
Please don't touch me. It's not that I don't love you. But right now, I got this guy and I got you. Man, I'm going to do something bad if somebody...
Ed, he needs...
I tell you what, let's take a break. Dr. Elcott need a... Where did you learn to talk? Dr. Elcott need a... He need a break. We'll come back here on Elcott... I mean, on Chris Norton, The Power of the Sass. Hey, it's Phil Hendry with a great offer. Listen to this. For every new one-year subscription we get from you on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every new one-year subscription we get while supplies last, you'll get 4 legacy Phil Hendry shot glasses. Yeah.
Bitchin'.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the Phil Hendry legacy shot glass. 2-ounce shot glasses with Phil's mug right there on the side.
Yes, it's when Phil had no hair and a big smile on his face. Why? We'll never know. So get a year's subscription. This is for new subscribers now. Brand new subscribers to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a new year's subscription. And brother, you get 4 free legacy shot glasses from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show while supplies last.
Yeah.
From the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's the plumber.
Plumber? I didn't call a plumber.
Yeah. Did you call a plumber, ma'am? Well, the plumber's here. Chris Norton here to lay pipe. Yeah. What are you looking at? You know, Chris, you weren't quite so cornball back in the day when we worked together. This is Chris Norton, The Power of the Sass. And we're laying some pipe now with an old friend of ours, Dr. Ed Elcott. You might have known him. Sorry. You might have known him as Bob Meat, the legend, one of the great legends in all of adult film.
We got him on the Chris Norton, the Power of My Sass show.
Do I talk now?
Not yet. No, don't talk. This sounds like Jethro Tull. I don't know who that is, man.
Who?
Who's he?
Wasn't like he was a guy. I mean, it was a band.
Welcome back here, and I've got Bob Mead here, and I got a lady that you may or may not recognize. Here she is.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, my Christ, it's Candy Face Sid. How are you, Candy?
I'm good. We got Candy Face Sid here for you, Bob.
Yes, I can see her.
Tell him not to get too smart-ass with me.
Oh, that's Gloria Grover. She's an overlord.
I know who she is. I'm married to you, you numbnut. I'm sorry, Gloria.
We thought we'd bring Candy in. Hi, Bob. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has, Candy. We used to really... We did some good work.
Did we? I don't remember. I was in an alcoholic haze.
You know, not all of us who did adult films were bitterly unhappy like you, Candy.
I wasn't unhappy. I love my life. That was great.
You were just drunk all the time.
No, I wasn't drunk all the time. Ed, she's trying to tell you something. Would you just listen to me? I was drunk when I had to work with you, okay?
Wow.
What is that supposed to... Do you know this, Chris?
I had no idea. I know that you like to have your vodka in the morning, Candy, and I know that you also love a head G&T, but...
Think about it, Chris. When did you ever see me drink other than when I had to work with him?
I mean, other than when you... Oh, wow.
Ed, get a load of that, huh? So you weren't the stud horse after all.
I didn't think I was the stud horse. So you had to get drunk before you...
Yeah, before I did scenes with you, I had to get hammered. Just hammered. And do you want to know why, Ed? Can I tell you why?
I guess you're going to tell me anyway, huh?
The hygiene. God damn.
Yeah, I knew she was going to say that, the hygiene.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? Wait a second.
Ed, this is something you need to hear.
Yeah, when you came in the morning, it was just, whew, man.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I mean, did you think about showering?
You know something? My name was Bob Meat. I made you money. I'm the only guy that made you any money.
Yeah, but Ed, don't you understand?
Candy, you know, you're calling me by my real name.
You're calling me by my real name, Candy Face Sid.
That's your real name?
Yes.
What part of Europe does your family come from?
They're not from Europe. They're from China.
That's a China. Face Sid is a Chinese name.
Yes, it is.
So we had to tell you, Bob. I mean, you know, Bob, you knew.
Yes, but here's the thing. If I came in the morning without showering, if I came in the morning and I hadn't changed my underwear for a couple of days, again, I was Bob Meat. I kept a lot of people's careers from just completely imploding. Candy, I kept you alive in this business 5 or 6 years longer than you would have been.
Oh, bullshit. I was voted in Porn Boy magazine the best pair this side of Gettin, Wisconsin. You remember that? You remember that, don't you?
Yes, I remember it.
Yeah. I had it going on. When I retired, it was only because I couldn't take the stink.
I mean, Candy, you should have said something.
I'm not going to say anything to you, you idiot. Yes, I made a good living. And yes, it was because of Bob Meat.
But the stink!
Ed, you had to hear this.
Oh, Gloria, why don't you dry up, okay?
Okay, if you want it like that. Oh, my God, she's going to level you, Ed. I've never seen this happen.
You wouldn't level me in front of Earth people, would you?
I would, Ed, because you just gassed back, and you did it nose level.
Oh, come on.
That's right. She's going to level you, Bob. Something I wish I would have done to you.
So right now, I guess we're going to see Dr. Elcott get leveled.
Hi, how you doing?
God damn. I'm sorry, Ed. I had to do it.
Wow. I mean, does he stay that size?
No, he'll get normal size in about 30 seconds. I just wanted to say we're very grateful for you, Chris, to have Dr. Elcott on. And you, Candy, thank you. Thank you for allowing it. God, this has been a riot. Ed, how are you feeling?
I've never been more humiliated in my life, other than the time...
Maybe other than the time... You had Babette slap. Other than the time you had Babette slap him, I mean, park that thing up your...
Okay.
I mean, you got paid good for that job.
Parked it up your what?
It was one of those doctor-nurse scenes, you know, where she's going, Doctor, I think there's something wrong with your butt.
Yeah, I remember that movie, yeah, and she took the big...
Thank you very much.
This has been... Okay, as we... is we done. This has been Chris Norton, The Power of My Sex, brought to you by Ablin. Ablin, the favorite toast. Put it on, take it off. Wear it or eat it. Ablin. This is Chris Norton, The Power of My Sex. I want to thank Dr. Ed Elcott, otherwise known as Bob Meat.
Does anyone ever really know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I want to thank Candy Face Sit for coming in out of retirement to talk us.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
And, of course, Gloria Grover.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Chris Norton, and this is The Power of My Sex.
Chris Norton, The Power of His Sex, is executive produced by Phil Henry. What?
It's The Power of My Sex, not The Power of His.
Chris Norton, The Power of My Sex.
God, that doesn't sound right either.
Chris Norton, The Power of His Sex. Anyway, it's executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Get a bath.